for now, the America Report. And joining us, Brother Ibrahim Hooper, National Communications Director, Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, live from Washington this afternoon for him. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Ibrahim.
Waalaikumsalam. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, doing well, Brother Ibrahim. CARE hosted its fourth annual Challenging Islamophobia Conference. Now, of course, this time being a virtual conference featuring officials from both the New Zealand Masjid that suffered a deadly attack a few years ago, as well as the mosque attended by the murdered Canadian Muslim family, who, in fact, just a few months ago was ridden over by a motor car in an Islamophobic, murder. What was the outcome of that conference, Brother Ibrahim, and how did the attendees benefit?
Well, alhamdulillah, inshallah, it was successful, and we hope to put some segments of it online so people can see. It was one of these events where you had to register ahead of time and that kind of thing. So hopefully we can share some of the segments with the public, particularly the one from the imam of the New Zealand mosque, as you mentioned, and the representative of the Canadian mosque, where it was attended by this family that was killed in Canada. I mean, you don't think about these things happening in places like Canada, but they do. And we all know about the horrible massacre in New Zealand. These kinds of conferences just remind people that there is growing Islamophobia out there and what you can do to challenge it. And hopefully the speakers will bring that forward and do some good in the coming year.
Moving on to elections, of course, in the U.S., Virginia Muslims were urged to register to vote before the October 12th deadline under the hashtag Muslims Vote. Did they come out in numbers, and why so much Virginia, Brother Ibrahim?
Well, each state has its particular deadlines, and we try and remind Muslim voters in each state when those deadlines approach. Virginia is one of those states where Muslims have significant numbers, tens of thousands, maybe even more in these areas. And with the way the elections go now, where it's a paper-thin margins, a swing voting community can move an election in one direction or another. So it's very important that Muslims take part in the civic process, take part in the elections and votes, and we try and encourage them in each of these deadlines. We have, in fact, am in this area, but there's a election for governor of Virginia in November that's very important. So these things, Muslims have to take part. And we're seeing a horrible situation in the United States where a good chunk of the country is trying to delegitimize elections and delegitimize democracy itself. So we're coming into a very dangerous period for democracy in America.
Well, Veterans for Peace repeated the call on Xbox, Sony PlayStation, and Valve Steam to not host Arab Murder Simulator 6 days in Fallujah. Now, of course, we've seen a number of really horrendous and weird type of games and simulators come out in the last few years, glorifying murder, glorifying all types of violent activities. And this is, of course, being, one of them, 6 days in Fallujah. How did that campaign go?
Well, I'm not a gamer myself, so I have to rely on the reviews of those who are. But it just seems that this game is taking you through a Muslim city and you get to kill Muslims. And, that's not something we want to be teaching to particularly young people who are the main audience for these games.
Lots of support having come out for a New Mexico Muslim student bullied over her hijab. What's the story there, Brother Ibrahim, and when did this incident take place?
Well, this is one of those incidents that we see all the time. You might be following the similar incident we're dealing with in New Jersey, where a teacher allegedly pulled off the hijab of a Muslim student. And that case has now been referred to the police. So we're welcoming that referral and hope that that investigation is going to result in appropriate action. But in New Mexico, the community, the school, they really turned out to support this student, and that's what we like to see.
Well, as always, Brother Ibrahim, I'm sure you've got one ready up your sleeve for us this time, the positive Muslim story. What's up today?
Well, I mean, one story is out of Minneapolis where that the Black Lives Matter campaign started, unfortunately, with the killing of George Floyd. There's a Muslim restaurant there that was in the heart of the area, and it's trying to heal the community, and it's rebuilding its restaurant that was destroyed in the conflict that resulted from George Floyd's murder. So we're seeing Muslims having a positive contribution to that community.
Brother Ibrahim Hooper, shukran jazakumullah khairan for joining us on behalf of CARE this evening for us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.